According to the Office for National Statistics, ONS, in 2008, spending on clothes and shoes fell to record lows in the UK as the recession started to bite. When the survey began, the ONS found that shopping for fashion items was at its lowest level since 2001, down to an average of £21.60 per week. This fall in spending can be attributed partly to people's desire to cut back on non-essential items, but it might also have been due to the big discounts being offered by fashion stores in the pre- and post-Christmas period. Sonia Peterson, a retail analyst, said that the overall volume of clothing sales rose by 3.4% in 2008, which suggests that consumers were buying more garments but at lower prices. She also pointed out that 2008 was a particularly difficult year for clothing retailers because of the dreadful summer. On top of that, up to the third quarter of 2008, people were still buying relatively large volumes of clothes. In fact, most people had bought so much clothing over the past 3 or 4 years that it was something they had no trouble cutting back on. According to Matilda Lee, consumer affairs editor of The Ecologist and author of A Guide to Ethical Fashion, UK consumers are buying more of their clothes from these budget stores. She says that the average woman now buys 34 new items of clothes a year, nearly double the average figure for 10 years ago. What's more, the average cost of clothes purchased has dropped by 36%. However, Simon McRae, campaigns officer at the charity War on Want, warned that the true cost of cheap clothes was borne by foreign workers toiling in sweatshops. Last month, the charity's research showed that workers in Bangladesh toiled for up to 84 hours a week for as little as £19 a month, making clothes for the discount fashion chain Primark. The company denies the allegations, insisting that ethical business practices were of paramount importance and arguing that it worked tirelessly to raise standards at its suppliers' factories.